Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Enjoy! How to connect to 97% of your audience, part one. When speaking to an audience, how can you ensure you'll reach them? How can you connect to each and every one of them? When you have to deliver a message to various individuals, they'll be filtering what you say based on their different personalities, values, and communication needs. So how can you be consistent in getting your point across so you don't get filtered out by any of them? Welcome to part one of our four-part series, How to Connect to 97% of Your Audience. Cultural, gender, and generational differences aside, these communication tips will cover four specific areas you need to be aware of to get your point across to the diversity of personalities in your audience. I have a quote, "Find the need and feed the need." When it comes to effective communication, you need to implement these tips so you can connect to them and keep their attention. The first step in this four-part series is to speak to the needs of the largest chunk of your audience members, the motivating personality. These are the people who are your natural motivators. It's in their DNA. They like to get motivated. They like to motivate others, like an enthusiastic and passionate salesperson, politician, orchestra leader, or coach. They are persuasive, and they are more easily persuaded themselves when you speak to their needs. What's their big burning question that you need to answer? Why? And the best way to answer their why is with benefits. The motivators are motivated by positive benefits. As they are listening to your message, be it subconsciously, their predominant filters are constantly searching and questioning for this. Find the need and feed the need. The motivators in your audience will filter your message and form their concepts around how you address the benefits of why. If you don't address it, you'll lose your impact, won't connect to them, and get filtered out. So remember, in structuring your message, you can engage the motivators by answering simple questions such as, "What's in it for me? Why does this information benefit me? How does it benefit my customers? The success of our business? How does it benefit the bottom line? Why and how will this information benefit my family, my relationships, or life in general?" Answering these questions is what will motivate them to connect to you and your message, and in turn, the motivators will rally around your message and embrace your point. So please remember, and I repeat this part with intent, as they are listening to you speak, their predominant filters are constantly searching and questioning for the benefits. So be sure to lace those throughout your presentation. Now, we've all heard that benefits sell, and that's why part one of this series is about the tip that will engage the majority of your audience needs. And perhaps about 40% of your audience are the motivators. Now, an average speaker can averagely connect to about 40% of their audience members. Yet remember, an effective communicator is going to learn how to have much higher odds. So please stay tuned, because the next three tips in this series will help you nail it as a master communicator who can connect to 97% of their audience. And if you're wondering about the remaining 3%, I'll cover that in the fourth session. Hey, thanks for listening. And remember, effective communication is a thinking person's sport. As a training specialist in the areas of effective communication, conflict resolution, and stress reduction, I've had the joy and opportunity to work at over 1,300 events in over 7 countries. So hey, if your company would like some on-site training or an engaging keynote speaker, you can find me at lornamclaren.com or email lorna@lornamclaren.com. And if you'd like to receive these quick communication tips delivered fresh into your inbox, you can just visit www.quickcommunicationtips.com and we'll arrange to have them sent to you.